Hi, this is We Are Future Proof Podcast. You know, there's just some amazing entrepreneurs out there who are coming up with some really cool ideas. And these guys are coming from like Silicon Valley, people who've really led the way in terms of being entrepreneurs. And now they're trying to solve environmental problems. So we've seen this happen with Tesla. And today we're interviewing somebody from Project Better Place. Project Better Place was started by Shay Agassi. He's been high up in Silicon Valley and software development, but now he's put his focus on how do you turn transport into a way that's sustainable. What they developed is a very interesting new model of how to extend the range of the current electric vehicles and kind of how do you pave the way for an infrastructure for the future for EVs. One of the ideas they have is that they will be exchanging batteries at something like a service station, but it'll be fully automated. So you could just drive in and then within a minute and a half, you could have your new battery bank fully charged, put into the car. This is Blake Ludwig from We Are Future Proof, and we're here today with Charles Stonehill from Better Place. Hi, Charles.
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you introduce us to Better Place and tell us maybe in a quick snapshot what Better Place is
Certainly.
Doing?
Better Place is a service company and an infrastructure company to support drivers of electric cars. What we do is we build the infrastructure, which allows you to recharge your car. We provide you with software inside your car, which allows you to manage the energy in your car, effectively to know where to refuel and when to refuel your car with electrons. And we provide grid management services to ensure that you get the cheapest electrons and the cleanest electrons at a time when the grid has the availability of electrons to charge your car. Effectively, what we're doing is building a complete network for both the grid and for the driver of the electric car.
And why do you think Better Place is the future? Well, I think for mobility.
Well, I think I didn't think walkie-talkies were the future for personal communications, and we now have mobile phones. So I don't think that simply standalone units charging your car will be able to cope with the demand that we see. And what you actually need is to have a cost-effective, guaranteed price that you get for the miles that you're going to that you pay for the miles you're going to drive. So what in our solution, what we give you is, first of all, we give you a fixed price for the miles you're going to drive for a period of time, electric miles, and we also give you the ability to drive as far as you want in your electric car. And traditionally, electric cars have been limited. You can only drive in 50 to 100 miles. The cars that we will be supporting will drive 100 miles. But when you want to go beyond that, you'll be able to exchange your battery in a special exchange station, which we'll be building. And in 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes, you will be able to leave with a fully charged new battery inside your car to go on another 100 miles.
It's fascinating. One of the things you brought up in the conference was the idea that we could use peak or off-peak loading using renewable energy we could store it in the batteries that you would then take to these service stations that could be put into the car. So it's one way of harnessing the alternative energy, because the criticism is always that we can't actually capture that energy and store it.
It's very important that renewable energy is often generated at times when there's least demand for energy. Wind tends to blow a lot at night.
Right.
And the companies that generate wind energy through wind often have nowhere to go with that energy. They can't use it. What we will do is provide a place for them to store it effectively in the cars, and then it will get used. So it's a terrific, terrific opportunity to enhance the use of renewable energy around the world.
So is that a way that we could see like more decentralized energy stations that would be actually charging batteries and storing it in one sense?
We certainly can. We will, but we do effectively our batteries, whether they're in the car or it's in their second life after they're outside the car, we'll provide distributed storage for electricity wherever it's generated. So the most attractive energy for us to use will clearly be renewable energy. That's the only energy that we want to use.
And quickly, can you tell us where are you going to start using the whole project of Better Place? Where are we going to see that and read about it?
Better Place is due to begin widespread consumer sales in Denmark and Israel in 2011.
Okay.
And after that, we will, and we already are, beginning the deployment plans for operations in Australia, in the United States, in the Bay Area, in Hawaii, in Toronto, and we will expect to add new countries later this year.
Fantastic. That's very inspiring. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about our campaign, please visit wearefutureproof.org.uk.